is DC-101. Help me get that book off the shelf, if you would, young man, because, oh, this thing can cause lumbar distress. It is so heavy. Let's go to chapter 2003. Man. Yeah, it's called the Kidnap Slap. This one is for a little spur-of-the-moment gratification. And it's a scam that's easily pulled anytime, anywhere. As you're driving along, oft-times you'll notice a very good-looking woman in a phone booth. You know, sometimes you're waiting for the light to change and you look around, there, standing there at the gas station phone booth, hot-looking babe. Or maybe you see one on the street corner somewhere. Well, if she's really good-looking, you pull up, park the car right there with your flashes on, go running up to her with your attaché case in your hand, and say, "Excuse me, ma'am, I'm following the directions of a kidnapper. I need to use this particular phone now. Please, I have to ask you to hang up. It is a dire emergency." She'll say, "Well, Sarah, I'll call you back." You bang down the phone, you say, "Ma'am, excuse me, I hate to do this. I really am sorry." You dial the number frantically and say, "Hello? Okay, yes, I'm at the phone number you..." "Right, at the corner of 4th and Blauman, right. You're watching me now? Okay, well, you can see I have the briefcase. I have the money. Don't do anything. I have the money. Let me speak to Fillmore." "All right, well, I have the money." "You mean you can see the woman standing next to me? Bring her with me and the money." "But I don't even know the woman. What do you mean, bring her with me?" "All right, don't kill Fillmore. I'll ask her." "Ma'am, this is a tremendous emergency. You will not be hurt, but the kidnappers ask that I not only bring the $100,000, but that you accompany me to make sure that I'm not a police officer." "I'm not a police officer." "Ma'am, would you ride with me to the next phone booth, please? This is tremendous. I hate to do this to you." "All right. Oh, God, what's the number? Okay." He hung up. "Ma'am, please, get in the car with me." She gets in the car and says, "Look, I hate to do this, but yes. My brother Fillmore has been kidnapped, and I have $100,000, and the man has asked. Apparently, he's just afraid that I'm going to pull a fast one, but I don't want to pull. All I want is Fillmore back." "All right, there's the next phone booth there." And you run up to the phone booth. You say, "You better come with me." "Okay." And you take her by the hand. You dial another number. You know, you dial the weather or something. "Go, hello?
Yes, I'm here. Right, 4th and Farquhar. Yes, I'm here. What? Yes, you can see the woman with me. I have the woman, for crying out loud, and I have the money. What? You want the woman to give me some gobble the gay? But I don't even... You're sick! What is this, humiliation? Degradation? I can't... What? Don't... No! Don't kill Fillmore! Please, don't kill Fillmore!"
"Ma'am, he's watching us, and I would never... But I don't even know what her name is. You can't be serious. Oh, let me tell you, when the FBI catches you, buddy, you'll be in a lot of trouble. Ma'am, if you would please. You are going to be in a lot of trouble because I'm going to prosecute her. This is humiliating for me. I don't even know this woman, and look at me standing here like this. And a phone booth, no less, with a stranger? A total... All right, ma'am. All right, I can hear Fillmore screaming, ma'am, if you orish. That is sharp. Oh, that is, yeah. What's that? Yeah. Well, you can see what's happening, right? You're watching me? Obviously, you're... Oh. What? You want her to squeeze it? Squeeze into it, please. Squeeze into it. Oh, God, this is humiliating. What's that?
One finger of the bomb base. One finger of the bomb base, please, ma'am.
That's good.
You want what? You want me to achieve a shagger? Unbelievable!
Brace yourself, ma'am. What's that? Hello? Yes, I have the number. What? You want me to go to the next phone booth by myself? Okay, I will. Bye-bye. Hey, appreciate your help.
The Grease Man, DC 101.